Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Ganana Aam Tva Ganapati Gung Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Yeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anakshranvannuti Bhiksi Dasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajini Vati Dinam Avitrayavato Ganesha Yanamaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Haraha Om Om Shri Mahaganadipataye Namaha Sadashiva Samarambham Shri Kantaradya Madhyamam Asmadacharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Sadashivam Shivam Skandam Keshavam Padmasambhavam Nandishwaram Kumbayonim Bharadvajatri Gautaman Namostu Gurave Nityam Shri Kanta Shiva Yogine Shruti Sara Shiva Vishishtadvaita Parabhashya Vidayine Nadichimupamanyuncha Markandeyam Parasharam Shvetacharyam Tachishyam Neelakanta Shivahvayam Jagadguru Shri Renukacharya Mangalam Dehi Prabho Trailokya Sampadalekya Samullekana Bittaye Sachidananda Rupaya Shivaya Brahmane Namaha Yamakuk Sarvalokanam Prakritam Shastraparagahatam Dharmacharinim Shamboh Pranamami Param Shivam Amritartam Prapannartam Yasuvidya Pradayini Aharnishamaham Vandetam Ishana Manoramam Samba Shivaya Namaha. So thank you all for joining. So yesterday we saw some great Maharshis had glorified Lord Shiva and how they surrendered to Mahadeva and how they obtained immortality. So the Maharshis themselves explained it to Yudhishthira. So because the conversation initially starts off, if you remember the first conversation that started, you know, it was Yudhishthira who asked about Lord Shiva to Bhishma, and Bhishma expresses his incapability of glorifying Mahadeva, and he directs the Pandavas to Krishna, and Krishna starts glorifying Lord Shiva. How he met Upamanyu Maharshi and how he got the Shiva Diksha directly from Upamanyu Maharshi. How Upamanyu had the vision of Lord Shiva, and how Krishna also had the vision of Lord Shiva and acquired various boons, and various other Maharshis like Tandi, Parashara, Vyasa, Mandavya, Garga, Brihaspati, Bhrigu, Jamadagni, Parashurama, etc. All these Maharshis had the vision of Mahadeva and acquired various boons and acquired immortality. So, now moving on. So, we'll be continuing from yesterday's session. Mandavya Uvacha Achaurashankayam Shule Bhinno Hyaham Tada Tatrasta Tena stuto deva prahamam vainareshvara moksham prapsyasi shulacha jivishyasi samar budam. So Mandavya, there was a great rishi, the great sage named Mandavya Maharshi, and he explains to Yudhishthira how he in former times he was wrongly suspected of theft. He was people started Dharmaraja had wrongly suspected him of theft, and then he was impaled, and so that was a terrible punishment that he received. Mahadeva, he surrendered to Mahadeva, he adored the illustrious Lord Shiva. And then Mahadeva says, Mahadeva granted him the boons. Ruja Shula Krita Chaiva Nate Vipra Bhavishyati Adi Birvya Dibishchaiva Varjitastvam Bhavishyasi. So you will be freed of this impalement. Whatever punishment that you received from Dharmaraja, you will be freed from that. Don't worry. And then you will live for a very long time. You will live for millions of years. And then the pangs of the pain that you suffered from the impalement will not be yours. So Mahadeva reverses the curse, and also you will not suffer from any kind of old age or disease, any kind of affliction or disease.
Pada chaturtat sambhuta atma yasman munetava tvam bhavishyas yanupamo janma vai safalam kuru teertha abhishekam sakalam tvam avignena चाप्स्यसि स्वर्गं चैवाक्षयं विप्र विददामि तवोर्जितम्.
And he says, Mandavya, O Mandavya Maharshi, Lord Shiva says, you have actually originated from the fourth foot of Dharma, because Dharma is said to have four feet, and then you have originated from the fourth foot of Brahma. So you will be unrivaled. You will be, no one will match you on the Bhuloka, on the earth. No one will be able to match you when it comes to following the dharmic principles. And your life will be fruitful, and you will get the credit of bathing in all the sacred waters in the earth. So this reminds me of the Kalagni Rudra Upanishad, where it says, Sarveshu Tirtheshu Snato Bhavati. Just by applying the basma, the holy ashes, on the body, one gets the benefit of worshipping all the other devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And Sarveshu Tirtheshu Snato Bhavati, one gets the benefit of taking bath in all the holy tirthas around the universe. Mm-hmm. So that's the glory of applying the basma on the body and also on the forehead. And then after, you know, you leave your body, you will go back eternally. You will come back to me eternally. You will eternally be with me in Parakailasha for unending time. Mm-hmm. Because Parakailasha is not bound by any, you know, it is not bound by time or space. So you will get eternal residence in my place, and you will be with me eternally. So that's the boon that Mahadeva gives to Mandavya Maharshi. And then, Eva Muktva Bhagavan Varenyo Vrishabahanaha Maheshwara Maharaja Krittivasa Mahadyutihi Sagano Daivata Shrestas Tatraivan Taradiyata. So Mandavya says this, shares this to Yudhishthira. So this is what was told by Bhagavan Maheshwara, who is Vrishabahanaha. Ambikapatir Ishanaha Pinaki Vrishabahanaha Eko Rudrah Parambrahma Purushaha Krishna Pingalaha. Vayaviya Samhita of Shiva Mahapurana, second section, talks about this mantra. Vrishabahanaha. So the bull represents Dharma, and Mahadeva's Vahanam itself is that bull. So he is the lord of Dharma. So Vrishabahanaha, that Bhagavan Maheshwara, who actually rides on the bull, and who is also called as described as Maheshwara, the great lord, Maharaja, he is the king, Maharaja. Maharani is Parashakti, Maharaja is Paramashiva. Avo Rajanamadvarasya, the Vedas say, he is the king. Krittivasa Mahadyutihi, and the one who is described as wearing the skin of an animal as his garment. He disappeared along with his ganas. He upcomes Sagano Daivata Shrestha. That exalted Mahadeva, Devadeva Mahadeva, he is the god of all the devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And he appeared with his ganas and he disappeared. And he mentions Krittivasa. So this Krittivasa, again, you know, one who is having the skin of an animal as his garment. So relating, you know, connecting this topic to the Puranas talk about Mahadeva having the skin of the tiger as his garment, skin of the deer as his garment, sometimes the skin of the elephant as his garment, and also the skin of Narasimha, that is man lion, as his garment. So with that only, Linga Purana gives an Upabrahmanam. By the way, Krittivasa is a word that comes in the Vedas, Taittiriya Samhita Krishna Yajurvedam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, 6th Verse. Krittivasaha Eshate Rudrabhaga Stanjushasva Tenavasena Paro Mujavatoti Havya Vatadadanva Pinakahastaha Krittivasaha. I glorify that personality who is having the skin of an animal as his garment. That's what the Vedas also say. So keeping this, you know, Shiva Mahapurana and Linga Purana. Linga Purana, 96th Chapter, 1st Canto, 115th verse, talks about Nrisimha Krittivasana, where Mahadeva appears as Sharabeshwara and destroys the Ahankara, ego of Narasimha. And then it mentions Nrisimha Krittivasana, that is, the skin of Narasimha was worn by Mahadeva as a garment. So Nrisimha Krittivasana comes here. And like that, you know, Gaja Krittivasa, Dvipa Krittivasa, so these kind of things are also there. Elephant skin, tiger skin and deer skin. And also this Nrisimha Krittivasana comes in the Shiva Mahapurana Shatarudra Samhita, 12th chapter 36th verse, Nrisimha Kriti Vasana. So Mahadeva is wearing the skin of the man lion as his garment. So that's Mahadyutihi. He is the Maheshwara is of like unrivaled splendor. Infinite tejas is coming out of the body of Mahadeva. So that's what Mandavya Maharshi says. This Maheshwara granted me boons and he disappeared along with his associates and along with Parashakti Uma. And also, speaking of this, there is another Maharshi named Manduka Maharshi. So Manduka Maharshi, this reminds me, Manduka Maharshi is different Maharshi. But you know, Manduka Maharshi was the one who gave the Mandukya Upanishad, which talks about Shivam Advaitam Shivo Advaito. The 7th verse and the 12th verse of the Mandukya Upanishad, it says Shivam Advaitam Shivo Advaito. So the Shiva Vishishta Advaitam or Shiva Advaitam philosophy is explicitly stated in words in the Mandukya Upanishad. Shivam Advaitam, 7th verse, 12th verse, Shivo Advaito. Doesn't mean Advaitam, it's actually Vishishta Advaitam. So Vishishta plus Advaitam is Vishishta Advaitam. So in place of Vishishta, you have Shiva. So that's why sometimes Nagalinga Garu says it is, this philosophy is Shiva Vishishta Advaitam or Shiva Advaitam or Vishishta Shiva Advaitam or Vishishta Advaitam. So, but this is explicitly stated in the Mandukya Upanishad. And also, speaking of Rudram, every Anuvakam has, you know, every mantra within every Anuvakam has a Devata and also the Rishi. So the Rishi, the Devata is always Mahadeva and the Rishis keep changing. The entire second Anuvakam, which contains 13 mantras, the Rishi is Manduka Maharshi. So that point to be noted. So and then proceeding, another Maharshi named Galava. Galava uvacha vishwamitrabhyanujnato hyaham pitaramagataha abravin mam tato mata dukkita rudati brusham kaushikena abhyanujnatam putram vedavibhushitam natata tarunam dantam pitatvam pashyate naga. So Galava Maharshi, his preceptor, his guru was Vishwamitra. So we saw Vishwamitra yesterday, how he described Lord Shiva. He attained the status of Brahmanatva by the grace of Mahadeva. He also says, what if, you know, what is the use of studying all the scriptures and not having devotion for Maheshwara? So there is no point in, you know, doing that. So the Tatparyam is Mahadeva. So ultimately, one who Namo Veda Vida Manishinam Upasaniyaya Namo Namaha, one will come to the conclusion that Shiva Bhakti alone will lead me to liberation by reading all the scriptures. So what if, what is the use of reading all the scriptures and not having Shiva Bhakti? Vishwamitra says that in Skanda Mahapurana. So Vishwamitra also glorifies Lord Shiva. We saw that yesterday. So here Galava Maharshi is described as the student of Vishwamitra. So after studying under Vishwamitra, he comes and then he comes back to home. So those days, the, you know, the brahmacharis, they study under the preceptor and they go back home to visit their mother and father. So here he comes back to visit his father, but his mother says, you know, your father, you know, is not able to see. Well, you have come back, you know, with acquired the Vedic knowledge from your preceptor Vishwamitra, and you know, you're possessed of great youth and you have a great tolerance, but your father is not there to see you, oh my son. And she says that to his, to Galava Maharshi. And then Galava Maharshi, after hearing this, he's not able to take the words of his mother. And I have to get back my father. And then he does penance to Mahadeva. Niyatatma Mahadevam apashyam sobravichamam pitamata chatetvam cha putra mrityu vivarjitaha bhavishyata vishakshupram drashtasi pitarakshaye anugnyato bhagavata griham gritva griham gatva yudhishthira apashyam pitaram tata ishti dhritva vinih sritam upasprushya grihit vedmam kushamscha sharanakurum. So he was completely filled with despair after hearing the words of his mother, and then he decided to see his father, and then he adored, he worshipped Maheshwara with unflinching devotion, and then Maheshwara appeared in front of him, and then he know Mahadeva stays in the heart of all the living entities. Shrutis stuhish shrutam kartasatam yuvanam mrikanna bhimam upahatna mugram devanagum hrutagebhyo. And then he appears and then he says, Oh Galava, I know what you have, what you're willing to ask for. So yourself and your mother and your father will be freed from death. I grant you this boon. And then you quickly enter your house, you'll be able to see your father. Mahadeva says that. And then after that, he went into his home and he was surprised to see his father. And his father had completed his daily sacrifice. You know, he has completed his yajna, and then he just walks in, and then he just looks at his father. So he was looking like he was with full blown youth. His father was, and then Galava Maharshi went and hugged his father and thanked Mahadeva. You know, there is nothing that is impossible for Mahadeva. And then Dishtata Drishtosi Me Putra Kritavidya Ihagataha. And then his father says to Galava Maharshi, you know, by the grace of Lord Shiva, you have seen, and also you have come back acquiring the knowledge from your guru Vishwamitra. It's great to see you, his father says. So this also happens by the grace of Lord Shiva. His father comes back by the grace of Lord Shiva. So speaking of Galava Maharshi, he is mentioned in the Panchabrahma Upanishad. Panchaksharamayam shambhum parabrahma swaroopinam nakaradi yakarantam nyatva panchaksharam japet. It says, panchaksharamayam shambhum parabrahma swaroopinam. That panchaksharam namashivaya, namashivaya, which is represents Shambhu, Mahadeva, Shiva, is actually that Sakshat Parabrahma, the Supreme Reality. And it starts off with Nakaradi, Yakarantam. It ends with Ya. It starts with Na and ends with Ya. Na, Ma, Shi, Va, Ya. Nyatva, Panchaksharam, Jape. So that mantra that starts with Na and ends with Ya should be repeated always. Panchabrahma Upanishad. This is given by Mahadeva himself to Galava Maharshi. And then he goes on to say, Sarvam panchatmakam vidyat pancha brahmatma tattvataha pancha brahmatmikim vidyam yodite bhakti bhavitaha sa panchatmakatametya vasade panchadasvayam eva muktva mahadevo galavasya mahatmanaha. Oh great soul Galava, this is the essence of pancha brahma Upanishad. Mahadeva gives this, Kalarudra basically describes about pancha brahma Maheshwara. So Galava Maharshi comes here. He comes in Mahabharata. We see that also he comes in the Upanishads. He receives the knowledge of Lord Shiva. So Sarvam Panchatmakam Vidyat. Everything revolves around that number 5. So one can refer my playlists in my channel. I have given 3 lectures on the importance of number 5. How it connects with the Vedas and Vedanta. How the Vedas and Upanishads also talk of the number 5. Explicitly referring to Lord Shiva. One can refer that. So everything, you know, revolves around the number 5. That's what here Mahadeva says to Galava Maharshi in the Panchabrahma Upanishad. So like Sadhyojata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana. 5-phased. Mahadeva is also 5-phased. So like there are Panchabhutas, Panchabhutasthalams. Ekambaranata, Jambukeshwara, Tiruvannamalai Arunachaleshwara, Kalahastishwara, and then Chidambara Nataraja. So earth, water, fire, air and ether. And then the mantra that is representing Mahadeva is also 5. Namah Shiva, Namah Shivaya. Mahadeva is also said to have 5 faces, 5 beautiful faces, Saumya, Rupa. Everything revolves around the number 5. And then he finally says, he who studies sa panchatmakatametya vasade panchadasvayam. One who studies this Panchabrahma Upanishad with devotion attains the, you know, state, goes back to Maheshwara, attains the state of that 5 Brahmans. So he attains the sarupyam of Lord Shiva. So Mahadeva gives that to Eva Muktva Mahadevo Galavasya Mahatmanaha. After blessing Galava Maharshi with this Panchabrahma Upanishad, he disappears from there. So Galava Maharshi is mentioned in the Upanishads also. So just want to bring that out.